Hello again, everyone. This is Kevin Hamilton, professor in the School of Art and Design and Dean of the College of Fine and Applied Arts at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. And this is our fourth in a series of interviews with faculty and staff across our good college. Each week, I check in with a different member of our college to find out what art's been carrying them through these challenging times in the pandemic of 2020. We're missing each other much as we draw near to the end of the semester, missing a lot of the penultimate performances and gatherings and, of course, commencement. But these kind of conversations, I think, are helping me reflect on just what strengths we have to carry us through the years ahead. This week, we're talking with Associate Professor Endelin Taylor, who joined our Department of Dance in 2014. Endelin came to us already with a career well underway as a choreographer, dancer, and administrator. She made her Broadway debut in 1992 as part of the cast of Carousel, and went on to acclaim as part of the original casts of The Lion King on Broadway, as well as Ida. She also performed on Grammy-nominated recordings for those performances, as well as for Tony Award celebration events. From there, Endelin went on from her experience as a principal dancer in a number of companies to a leadership role in the Dance Theater of Harlem, which again took her around the world now in an additional capacity, bringing more and more dancers into the craft and reaching more and more new audiences and acclaimed stages around the world. Endelin's record and her craft and traditions from which she draws give her the authority that she deserves when she points out to us a path to excellence that has to be a path of greater inclusion. Endelin knows bodies. She knows how they move. She knows how to teach people how to move. And she knows how to facilitate movements that are exploring new ways of inhabiting space together through paying attention to who is dancing and which dances we are dancing. These and many other experiences made her a great candidate to join our leadership team here in the college starting this summer as a Dean's Fellow for Black Arts. When I asked Endelin to share an example ahead of time of an artwork that's been carrying her through this time, she shared a sculpture with us. And I posted the picture online at go.illinois.edu/FAA away. Let's give Endelin a call.
Hello.
Hello, Endelin. It's Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
I hope this is still a good time to talk about what I hope is something that's a bit more life-giving for a bit.
Yes, it's perfect. I finished with my students about 20 minutes ago, and it was nice to see them. It's always nice to have that check-in time.
Imagine that gives you life as well in this time.
It absolutely does.
Endelin, when I'm reaching out to folks right now, I'm asking them each for an example of some artwork or piece of literature or a media thing or a song that is carrying them right now, giving them energy. And when I asked you, for example, you sent me an image of a sculpture by an artist named Mylon Townsend. And I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about what work this artwork is doing for you right now. How is it sustaining you and giving back to you?
Yes. So I want to say first that I think I am being led through this time like I've been led through so many others with my spirituality and my faith in God as that base and support, and with creativity as the outlet that allows me to receive and share and also get love and joy back into my own spirit.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. That's a great place to start. I'm glad to hear that.
And this particular sculpture is 29 years old, and I know that because it is the same age as my son, and it was created for myself and my then husband by an artist who was a dear friend of ours named Mylon Townsend. He created it as a gift to us shortly after our wedding, and it is symbolic of many things. Unity, so closely together that the extensions of the limb on each person are blended together. So it's one, and yet it's duality as well.
So you shared an image of this sculpture with me, and we'll also share it with folks when we post this online. And I didn't realize this was a work that's actually something you live with, that's in your home, I presume.
Yes. Yes, it is in my living room. And I think more inspirational to me is that it traveled with me from New York City, where we lived at the time, to New Jersey, here to Champaign, Illinois. And in that process of going from New York City to here, and you can't really see it on the picture, but one of the arms broke.
Oh, I wondered about that.
Yeah. And, you know, to me, it hurt me deeply. And then it inspired me because in some ways it's more beautiful to me that something can be broken and still be a work of art. So I put it up and I display it proudly in my living room. You know, it's gone through many journeys, and you will have moments of being broken down, but you get back up and you still shine and you still reinvent yourself. And that's been a big part of what my experience during COVID has been, reinventing myself and not looking at what COVID is restricting me from doing, but what it's giving me the opportunity to do.
And given that the work has been with you so long, that's a fundamental part of that, right? Is that you've lived with this work through a season of its brokenness, but also seasons of great joy and ups and downs through all those years.
That's right. And its newness and that feeling of when something is given to you and it is so perfect and lovely, as much as for what it is as for the fact that someone took the time and cared enough to create and then give you something. So it's been all of these things for me in my lifetime.
So could you tell me a little more about when you received it? Was it a surprise or did you know it was coming?
It was a bit of a surprise because Mylon had already given us a wedding present, which is another beautiful sculpture of a minotaur holding up a mermaid in a very classical ballet position. And my husband was a Taurus and I'm a Pisces. So that was his version of us dancing a pas de deux in this other zodiacal form.
Oh, so he already knew y'all well before he even gave you this other piece we're talking about today.
Yes. So he's done many, you know, things that were very personal to us. And he gave us this. I was surprised because it is at first a very complex and maybe not necessarily healing sculpture because it's very, I mean, there are four arms and there are four legs.
Yes. You know? Yeah. It arrests you first.
It's very arresting. Right. So that was my initial response, that it was quite arresting. And then as he explained, and then I started to put my own meaning on it. And that's the most beautiful thing about art, is that it becomes personalized for each one of you. So a live performance means something entirely different to me than it does to the person sitting next to me, even though we're sharing it in that moment. And so this artwork over time has taken on so many more meanings for me that it inspires me.
And that the sculpture itself has this both and quality to it, right?
Yeah.
You have to see two figures at once. And that must be really present for you too in this question of how people experience live performance and even how two performers experience the same performance.
That's right. The both and. Because many times as artists, we are asked to take on or embody a role or a character. But underneath that, it's always who you are, your the residue of your life, your pedagogy, your pedigree, everything is behind and supporting that. That's where the authenticity comes in, and I think we all need to remain authentic to who we are even in this time.
That must be a truth you're drawing heavily from with your students right now, I imagine.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Because they're so relatively new in this, of having less time to see just how much strength they have in themselves to support them through this in the way you described. So you must just be doing a lot of encouragement right now, I imagine, helping them see that.
Yes, I try to be encouraging in a way that is not preachy. I spend a lot of time now live streaming church services, and ministers have many different ways of delivering their message. And there is a time for preachers who are much more, I don't want to say performative, or they talk to you. Teachers give you information that you need to take with you and inspire you, and preaching teachers do that. And I try to encourage in that way, first of all, letting them know it's okay not to be okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
This is challenging. So you don't want to be that person that appears to have all the answers, because I don't, and we don't expect them to either. But what we do have is our brains, which are not confined.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Right? And so we can think and we can create and we can love and we can connect emotionally.
I love how you even conjure two different kind of teachers, two different kind of preachers in that setting, right? Sometimes what we need is to watch someone else really face emotionally what we're all facing and see them move through that and improvise through that and carry what comes through them in that, because that's what gives us strength, is seeing someone else perform that.
Right.
And other times, as you said, we need information.
So they're both powerful. They're both very valuable.
And the artwork itself can do that, I imagine. Maybe as you must walk by it in your house many times a day, I imagine, especially as we're at home so much.
I do, yes. And, I've gotten a chance to actually spend more time with it and with my home in general, and appreciating and feeling blessed that I have a home life that is of comfort to me, that I can find solace and calm and relaxation. And I don't take that lightly, because that may not be everyone's experience. But at the same time, being able to step outside and take a run is also inspiring. But yes, I do spend a lot of time looking at it now. I recently did a recording of a small section of The Lion King for this streaming that we're going to do as a fundraiser, because another part to me of benefiting from this opportunity is reconnecting with people who you could have connected with all along. It's funny that this is called social distancing. In many ways, I've reconnected with people who were very dear to me, but I hadn't talked to in 20, 25 years. And it's a reunion for the Lion King cast, and we're doing this, and we'll be sharing it on Facebook Live at some point. And I did the recording of it in the living room where this artwork is. And one of the steps in the section that I did is very similar in shape to the sculpture.
Wow.
So it also gave me a reference of, what I wanted to portray in motion.
That's the information, right? It was teaching you.
That's right. It was reminding me, because 25 years later, it's a very different thing doing that step than all those years ago.
Does it happen to you, what happens to me right now, where as much time as I spend on the phone now, I find myself, staring at some of the same things throughout the day, right? Because our eyes do something while we're talking on the phone if we're not looking at the video chats. And so the pictures I have pinned up around my workspace have acquired new significance in that way. And I wonder if the sculpture has that a bit for you too, as you maybe are looking at it more than you used to since you're in your house.
It has. It really has, similarly to other artwork in my house and just other kind of mundane things that are in here as well. Because you have this opportunity to just kind of focus and zone in on them, you are discovering things. You know, I'm seeing more of a spectrum of color in the rib cage in particular on this sculpture. I, you know, question whether that was a bun in the back of the head.
You know, so
there are these things that you start to go, oh, I didn't really notice or pay attention before.
Yeah, and the ways that the artist seems to be dealing with gender and some of the different contours of the limbs, and there's some interesting ambiguity and specificity at the same time there.
Yes, and I've always appreciated the sinew of all of the extremities, but there are some slight differences too. One arm has a bicep that might be a little more pronounced. So, yeah, all of these things are coming out really clearly for me.
Did you grow up with artwork around the house, images or sculptures, that this continues a longer story for you?
Yes. You know, that's a really interesting question that I never quite thought about. But we did have artwork in my house in Chicago when I was growing up. It was mostly related to religion and church. You know, we had the Last Supper and Christ on the wall. But I was very interested in drawing when I was young, and I created a lot of artwork. I thought I wanted to be a fashion designer or an architect. So I drew quite a lot, and I still have some of those sketches with me somewhere in my house today. So yes, visual art has always been a big part of my life.
Certainly for a lot of dancers I talk to, drawing is an important vocabulary somewhere in there because of how line has so much to do with movement, and the quality of line helps us think about the body, and that makes sense to me.
Yes, and architecture as well, because we have a format. There's science, there's math, there's layers and structures, and there's always a foundation, and then you build from there. So particularly as a choreographer and dancer.
And I do love that you mentioned how images play a role for people where faith is an important part of their household, right? There's such rich traditions of that, and very different ones from the faiths for which pictures aren't as important perhaps as decoration and ornamentation, and then those for whom the representational image is really important to the religion.
Right, yes. One of the other gifts that I've had over my life is being able to collect art from all over the world. And so in addition to that piece of art, I'm looking at work that I got when I was in South Africa, these beautiful wooden chairs that the men literally were carving on the side of the road. And I've got a picture of the Strand from London and an artist from Russia. So I feel like I also have the world here with me, and that's what the art can do. You know, it can be bridges and connectors to things that may not physically be at your access.
Well, and then bringing it back to the personal, especially at a time like this when everything feels like it's changing and we just don't know what the future holds, the way artwork like this can take you back to past times when you also had those kind of questions and yet you move through them. That must be a source of comfort as well.
It is. It is. Yeah. Nostalgia can be comforting, and then it also can be an impetus to know that you are going to create new memories and have new artwork for the present time and for the future time.
And then it's so powerful that this particular piece is also has a scar to it in that way. I really appreciate you sharing that piece of it with me.
It is. It's my favorite part of it now.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking some time here, Endolyn. I don't want to take too much of your day, but I just wanted to take a little bit with you to invite some sharing and enjoyment about what's given you strength. I hope it's been good for you to do so. I know others are going to take some strength from hearing your story and seeing this image that you'll share with us, and which hopefully some of us will see in your house in person when we're reunited someday.
Yes, that will be the greatest way to re-socialize, by sharing these things that we've been sharing via all of the social media and engines that we've been using. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, you're so generous to share this time with us. Thank you, Endelin, and I hope you have a good rest of the day and find other good sources to draw strength from through the day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a conversation with Associate Professor Endelin Taylor in the Department of Dance here at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. As in each week's conversation, as part of this series, I asked my guests to share an artwork with me ahead of time that's been giving them strength and meaning during this time. And Endelin shared a photograph of a sculpture we've been discussing. A picture of it is found on our website at go.illinois.edu/faaaway. I appreciate very much you listening to this series. I hope it's been giving you strength as well. We'll probably slow down the pace a little bit as we head into summer and wrap up a historic semester for our college and the university. But do tune in again next week for one more conversation with a faculty or staff member around the college when we check in with Liza Sylvester, a graduate of our MFA Studio Art Program in the School of Art and Design and a member of our staff in our Krenner Art Museum. Thanks again for joining us. Stay safe, take care, and have a good week.